from Jiangxi province.
很荣幸我在那个特会里面遇见了几位从江西来的牧者。
I had met some of them earlier many years ago while I was teaching over there.
在很多年前我就认识他们，那时候我在那边做一些教导。
And of course we were all interested to hear their impression about what's taking place in China today.
我们其实都就是对 目前在中国发生的一些事情都很感兴趣。
All of us have heard that there are more restrictions on the church.
我们听到 说教会受到更多的限制。
But I was surprised to hear nothing negative come from them.
但是呢 他们 讲的话都是没有负面的。
But this is what they said.
这是他们所说的。
God is allowing these difficult circumstances for the church in China to mature.
神允许 中国的教会经历这些 困难的情况。
What a tremendous testimony.
这是一个多么了不起的见证。
They were not looking at the difficulties.
他们不是关注在这些困难上。
But they were looking at these difficulties producing in their lives a new maturity.
而是看到这些困难在他的生命中 让他们的生命来成熟。
I think the churches in America have a lot to learn from the church in China.
我相信美国的教会 需要有很多向中国教会所学习的地方。
We can talk about negative things and difficulties.
我们经常会谈论一些负面的 一些困难。
But let me tell you something very, very positive, something very exciting.
我想跟您分享一件 非常正面的 非常令人兴奋的事情。
During those days in Florida, I met again the former director of the Amity Press in Nanjing.
在佛罗里达的时候，我遇见了一位就是 爱德印刷公司 在南京的爱德印刷公司的一个负责人。
I had met him in China quite a few years ago.
很多年前我在中国就遇见过他。
And he was giving us an update of what is taking place in regards to printing of Bibles in China.
他给我们讲了一下 中国圣经印刷的情况。
In case you have not known this, China prints more Bibles than any country in the world.
如果你还不知道，其实中国印刷的圣经 是超过世界上任何一个国家。
And since they started that printing press, this month they have passed the 200 millionth mark of printing Bibles in China.
自从这家公司创立以来，他们到目前为止 已经 印刷了超过2亿本圣经。
They are printing today one new Bible every second.
今天他们每一秒钟就印刷一本圣经。
60 Bibles every minute.
每分钟都印刷60本圣经。
An amazing accomplishment.
一个非常了不起的成就。
And these Bibles are not only printed for China, they are also going to other parts of the world.
不仅是 在中国国内发行, 也到 世界各地。
But what an exciting story to hear that the Word of God is being printed in China and is being distributed there.
所以神的话语在中国被印刷, 这是一件非常令人兴奋的事情。
Now, we're living in difficult days, I know that.
我知道我们现在是生活在一个困难的时期。
Even the Apostle Paul wrote that they were living in difficult days at his time.
使徒保罗在信中也是这样写的，他们生活在一个困难的时期。
And he said, because the days are evil, we need to be wise in how we use our time.
他说这个世代是邪恶的，所以我们要 珍惜时间。
And we need to make the best use of every opportunity God gives us.
我们要善于利用神给我们的每一个机会。
And each day that you and I get up in the morning, it is another day of grace that God gives to us.
每天我们早晨起来, 其实我们都是在经历一个神给我们的一个恩典。
It's a gift from God.
是神给我们的恩赐。
To accomplish His purposes.
是要来完成他的使命。
And while we are thankful for that, we also need to remember that God has given us a great challenge.
我们一方面要感恩，但另一方面也要记得神给我们一个挑战。
It's a challenge that the resurrected Christ gave to his disciples before he ascended back into heaven.
这个挑战就是复活的主耶稣在升天前给他的门徒们的。
It was given 2,000 years ago.
是在两千年前。
And we have just read that challenge.
我们其实刚刚已经读过了。
From the end of the book of Matthew.
是马太福音的结尾的地方。
And in the fact that we're living in the end times, we need to pay even closer attention to this passage.
因为我们生活在末世，所以我们要特别注意这段经文。
And so this challenge comes to us again and again.
这个挑战会不断地来面对。
What is the challenge of what we call the Great Commission?
那这个大使命给我们的挑战是什么呢？
How do you summarize it?
你怎么样来总结呢？
Jesus said it very well.
耶稣讲得非常好。
He said, make disciples of all the nations.
他说使万民做我的门徒。
Make disciples of all the nations.
使万民做主的门徒。
What do you think that means?
你认为这是什么意思呢？
If we as a church need to be responding to this last command of the Savior, what does it mean?
如果作为一个教会，我们要来回应主最后的一个吩咐，
And how do we do it?
我们怎么样去做呢？
Are you doing it?
你是不是在做呢？
Is your church doing it?
是不是教会在做呢？
Am I doing it?
我是不是在做呢？
We need to know what it is that God wants us to do.
我们其实要清楚神到底要我们做什么。
Now we could give many different answers of what this might mean.
我们可以有不同的答案。
But I want to use today something that is more relevant to the life that we live in in order to answer that question.
但是呢，我想用一种就是跟今天比较相关的方式来回答。
I want to talk about making spiritual investments.
所以我想谈论就是属灵的投资。
And when Jesus says make disciples of all nations, he is talking about the church becoming involved in making spiritual investments.
当耶稣说到使万民做我的门徒的时候，他其实是在讲教会在做属灵的投资。
Now I'm not talking about money.
我不是在讲钱财。
I'm not talking about giving offerings to the church to go to missions.
也并不是在讲这个对这个宣教事工的奉献。
I'm talking about something even more important than that.
我讲的其实是更重要的。
I'm talking about making spiritual investments in the lives of people.
我是在讲在人的生命里做属灵的投资。
Now we all know what it is to make investments.
我们都知道什么是投资。
Some of us have made good investments, and some have not been so good.
有好的投资，也有不太好的投资。
I know there are some people every morning they look at the stock market to see how well their investments are doing.
很多人每天早上起来都会看一下股市的行情。
And when the stock market is up, everybody is happy.
如果股市上涨，大家都很开心。
And when it goes down, we get worried.
如果股市下跌，我们就会有些担忧。
Investments is a big part of our lives.
投资是我们生命中一个很重要的一个事情。
We invest in our children so that they can get a good education, so they can support us when we get old.
我们也在孩子的身上投资，让他们得到好的教育，所以他们在我们年老的时候，他们可以来奉养我们。
We want to think about God this morning as the great investor.
今天我们要看到神其实是一位伟大的投资家。
The greatness of God in terms of what does he invest in?
就神的伟大就在于他在什么地方投资。
God is interested in you and in me.
神对你对我感兴趣。
And God made a huge investment.
神做了一个巨大的投资。
And every investment costs something.
每一个投资都还要付上代价。
Cost is part of making an investment.
代价其实是投资的一部分。
What did it cost God to make an investment in our lives.
神在我们生命中投资，他的代价是什么呢？
It cost him a very big price.
是一个非常大的代价。
He gave up his son.
他舍弃了他的爱子。
He allowed Jesus to leave the glory of heaven to come to this earth as a simple person like you and me.
他让耶稣离开了这个天上的荣耀，成为一个人，来到我们中间。
Jesus gave up all of his godly attributes.
耶稣放弃了他一切的神性
，so that he could become like we are.
成为我们中的一个。
That was a huge cost.
这是一个非常大的代价。
But the cost was way beyond that.
但还不止这些。
God allowed his son to die for our sins.
他让他的儿子为我们的罪而死。
Because God thought so much about us.
因为神顾念我们。
That he was willing to pay that price.
他愿意付上这样的代价。
Would you be willing to sacrifice your son for somebody else?
你愿意为别人而牺牲自己的孩子吗？
That's a terrible question, isn't it?
这是一个 很糟糕的问题。
We can't answer that.
我们没有办法回答。
Because it's so far from our thinking.
就是远超过我们所想的。
But God sacrificed his own son as an investment to save our lives.
但是神却牺牲了他的爱子来拯救我们的生命。
God loved us so much.
神是如此的爱我们。
That he was willing even to sacrifice his own son on a cross.
以至于他愿意在十字架上牺牲的爱子。
God thought we were worth that investment.
因为神认为这是值得的。
Because you are of great value to God.
因为在神眼中我们是宝贵的。
There's nothing more valuable in God's sight than we are.
所以在神的眼中没有比我们更加宝贵的了。
And if you have never understood that before,
如果你以前不理解,
I hope today you're hearing his voice speaking to you, I love you and I've invested in you.
今天我希望你能够听到神的声音，就是说我爱你我在你身上投资。
So God gives us eternal life when we believe in him.
当我们信他的时候，我们就有永生。
Once we were nothing, and now we've been placed into the family of God.
我们以前一无是处，但是我们现在是神的家中的一员。
And God is looking about this investment in our lives that it will pay off.
神相信他在我们身上的投资一定会有回报。
You know, God has always been good in making investments.
神是非常善于投资的。
He created this world. Out of nothing.
他凭空就创造了宇宙。
Heaven and earth were created by when he spoke.
当他说话的时候就创造了天地。
God knows what is important and how to make an investment.
所以神当然很清楚怎么样去做投资。
He made man out of dust in the earth.
他从尘土中创造了男人。
He made woman out of man.
他从男人创造了女人。
Amazing how God can take nothing or little and make much out of it.
神可以从无到有，从少到多。
You remember the story in John chapter 2 where Jesus was at a wedding in Cana?
大家记不记得约翰福音第二章的故事，就是耶稣在一个迦拿的婚宴。
And during their banquet, they ran out of wine.
他们的酒用尽了。
So what did Jesus do?
那耶稣做了什么呢?
He changed water into wine.
他把水变成酒。
Remember when he was teaching several thousand people?
有一次他在教导几千个人。
They had nothing to eat.
但是他们没有食物。
The disciples said, send them home so they can eat.
门徒说可以让他们回家去吃。
Jesus says, no, you give them something to eat.
耶稣说不你要给他吃的。
They said, what do we have?
他们说我们没有吃的东西。
We have five loaves and two fish.
我们只有五个饼两条鱼。
Jesus said, bring it to me.
耶稣说拿过来。
What did he do with that?
他做了什么呢？
He feeds over 5,000 men and their wives and families.
他就是用了这个五饼二鱼喂饱了超过5000个人还有他们的家人。
See, that is the greatness of God.
所以这就是神的伟大。
He knows how to invest, how to make something big out of little.
所以他这就是神的伟大，他可以从很小的来变成啊非常多的。
God is still able to do that today.
今天神还是可以这样做。
In Genesis chapter 12, God said to Abraham, I will bless you so that you will be a blessing.
创世纪十二章，神对亚伯拉罕说，我要赐福给你啊，
你
要使别人得福。
And God wants to pour out this abundance of blessing on our lives too.
神想要把这个丰盛的恩祝福倾倒在我们身上。
And he wants his investment in our lives to pay off.
他想让在我们身上的投资得到回报。
Because he not only wants to bless us, but he wants us to become a blessing to others as well.
他不仅是要赐福给我们，也要让我们来赐福给别人。
He wants us to make spiritual investments in the lives of others.
他想让我们在别人的生命中做属灵的投资。
Just as God invested in our lives, now he wants us to invest in the lives of others.
正如神在我们生命里投资，他也想让我们在别人的生命中投资。
That's the heart of the Great Commission.
这就是大使命的中心。
Make disciples of all nations.
使万民做主的门徒。
And it starts with our investment in the lives of other people.
这个开始就是我们愿意在别人的生命中投资。
That's the vision of a great church.
这就是一个优秀的教会的意象。
We have just sung this beautiful song about I will build a people of power.
我们刚才就唱了这首诗歌，我要建立一群大能的子民。
God wants this church to be a churchThat invests in lives of other men and women.
神想让我们这个教会成为投资在别人的生命中的教会。
And then God's blessing can flow into other lives.
所以神的祝福可以进入到别人的生命中。
Because God wants our lives to be absolutely fruitful.
神想让我们的生命是一个结果子的生命。
And a fruitful person is not only a person that has the fruits of the Spirit in his own life.
一个结果子的人不仅仅是他自己的生命结出这个圣灵果子。
But also he sees the fruit in other lives being transformed by the gospel of Jesus.
而是让其他人的生命也得到改变结出果子。
That's what making disciples really is all about.
所以这就是造就门徒。
And to invest in something means we have to pay a price.
当然，投资就意味着我们要付代价。
It takes time.
需要花时间。
We cannot be distracted by a lot of other things. We need to concentrate on something.
所以我们必须要集中注意力，而不是被别的事情来分散注意力。
And so God invests in us so that we can also invest in others.
神在我们身上投资，所以我们也要在别人身上投资。
And Jesus told us and showed us exactly how to do that.
所以呢，耶稣给我们做了一个榜样。
He called some men to his followers.
他呼召了一些门徒。
He cared for them like a family.
就像对待家人一样的来关怀他们。
He walked many miles with them.
和他们一起长途跋涉。
He taught them.
教导他们。
He demonstrated through his life what God can do in answer to prayer.
他让他们看到神对祷告的回应。
He showed them how.The sick could be healed.
病人如何得医治。
How sinners could be transformed.
罪人如何被改变。
And through this whole time, Jesus spent time with these 12 men.
所以呢，他在这个十二个人身上花了很多的时间。
He gave them assignments to do.
他也交给他们一些任务。
To go and feed the hungry.
去喂饱饥饿的人。
To set people free from their bondages.
把人从这捆绑中释放出来。
To preach the news of the kingdom of God.
传扬 天国的福音。
And then when they came back to him and reported, he analyzed and reviewed what they had done.
当他们回来的时候，他还来仔细的来看他们所做的。
He praised them when they had done something right.
当他们做得好的时候，他就赞扬他们。
And he encouraged them when they were faced with problems that they did not know how to handle.
当他们遇到困难，不知道如何解决的时候，他鼓励他们。
And then after 3 years, his work was finished.
3年之后，他的工作事工结束了。
The whole ministry of Jesus was wrapped up in teaching 12 men.
其实啊，耶稣的所有的侍奉就是来啊教导这十二个人。
And then Jesus went back to heaven.
然后就回到天上。
What if that?Investment in those 12 men had failed.
如果在这个十二个人身上的投资失败了，会怎么样呢？
We wouldn't be here today.
我们就不会在这儿。今天我们就不会在这儿。
See, Jesus invested his time in these men.
所以耶稣就是在这十二个人身上投资。
And he gave them that which they needed in order so they could also make investments in other lives.
让他们也可以在别人的生命中投资。
Jesus came to make disciples.
所以耶稣来就是造就门徒。
He didn't come to make Christians.
他来并不是要造就基督徒。
The word Christian is something that the outside world gave to the followers of Christ.
基督徒这个词其实是外邦人当初用来称呼跟随耶稣的人的。
Jesus wanted us to make disciples.
耶稣要我们造就门徒。
People that were committed to him.
就是委身于他的人。
See, the key, the definition to what really provides success in a church is different from what we think.
所以一个成功教会的定义并不是我们通常所想的。
A church's success is not measured by how many people come to church.
一个教会的成功并不是看有多少人来参加聚会。
Or how many people come to give money to missions.
有多少人为宣教来奉献？
The success of a church is based on how many disciples have they made.
一个教会的成功取决于我们有训练了多少门徒。
For how many disciples are being made each generation.
在每一个世代有多少的门徒？
2,000 years ago, this command was given to make disciples of all the nations.
2,000 年前，主吩咐我们使万民做他的门徒。
And yet, as we look into many churches today, there are very few disciples.
但是当今天我们看不同的教会的时候，其实并没有很多门徒。
The church has emphasized evangelism.
教会注重传福音。
That's important.
这是非常重要的。
But Jesus wanted far more than just evangelism.
但耶稣所要的不仅仅是传福音。
He wanted people not only to be converted, but he wanted them transformed so they could be blessing other lives.
不仅仅是要人信主，而是要让他们的生命改变，可以来祝福人。
That was God's purpose.
这就是神的旨意。
And yet I ask myself when I come to churches,How many people know anything about making disciples?
当我来到教会的时候，我经常会问，到底有多少人了解什么是造就门徒？
You know, God has richly blessed my life.
神大大的赐福给我。
As a teenager, I became a Christian in China.
在我还是青少年的时候，我就在中国信主了。
And then God did something wonderful for me.
神做了一件非常奇妙的事。
He brought people into my life who helped me to grow as a Christian.
他把一些人带到我的生命中来帮助我成长。
They spent time with me to help me how I could learn to be a follower of Christ.
他们就花时间来帮助我怎么样成为一个耶稣的追随者。
I remember a lady, she was a secretary.
我记得有一位女士，她是一位秘书。
And she took time to help me teaching me how to pray.
他花时间教导我怎么样去祷告。
I was scared to pray in public.
我那时候不敢在公众场合祷告。
And so she said to me, "You don't have to be afraid."
他告诉我，其实你不需要惧怕。
Why don't you, before you come to our prayer meeting, write out a little prayer on a piece of paper and then read it?
你可以在来祷告会之前把你所要祷告的写在一张纸上，到时候念就可以了。
That prayer had to be in English.
必须是要用英文来祷告。
And I had only learned German.
那时候我只会说德语。
So for me it was a foreign language.
英语是对我来说是外语。
But I wrote out an English prayer.
但是呢，我还是写下了一个英文的祷告。
And I folded it in a little piece of paper and stuck it in my pocket.
然后把它折好放到我的口袋里。
And when it came time to pray, I pulled it out and I was reading it.
然后轮到我祷告的时候，我就拿出来照着念。
I did that a few times.
我就这样就是做了几次。
And after that, I said, I don't need that paper anymore. I can just pray from my heart.
然后后来我就说，我不再需要这张纸了，我可以完全从我的心里面祷告。
It was a simple thing, but she took time to teach me.
虽然是很简单的事，但是她花时间来教导我。
I remember a man. He was a great Christian leader.
我记得有一位基督教的领袖。
He was the general director of the 内地会。
他是内地会的负责人。
They had over 1,500 missionaries.
他们有超过1500位宣教士。
And God laid on his heart to take this little German boy and disciple him.
神给他一个负担，就是要让这位德国小孩成为一个门徒。
Every day he would spend at least half an hour with me.
每天他都会花至少半个小时的时间和我在一起。
Teaching me the word of God.
教导我神的话语。
God started bringing more people into my life.
然后有越来越多的人进入到我的命中。
And they helped disciple me.
帮助我成为门徒。
They invested in my life.
他们在我的生命里面投资。
Some of you who have read my book, you saw at the end I have listed 50 different mentors who helped me in my Christian growth.
如果你读过我的自传，你可以知道在里面我提到至少50位我在我的信仰成长中的这些良师益友。
Let me ask you a question.
我想问大家一个问题。
Who is investing in your life?
在你的有没有人在你的生命中投资呢？
Can you think of any person that is saying, "I want to help you grow"?
你记不记得有人对你说我希望来帮助你成长。
That's one question.
这是一个问题。
Let me give you a second question.
第二个问题。
In whose life are you investing?
在谁的生命里你有投资呢？
Is there anyone, any younger Christian, or anyone else?To whom you can be of help.
所以你有没有去帮助一些年轻的信徒或者任何其他的人？
If not,
如果没有的话，
you're not making disciples.
你没有在造就门徒。
You've heard the command of Christ, make disciples, and you're ignoring it.
你听到耶稣吩咐要使万民做我的门徒，但是你却忽视了这个。
Making disciples takes time.
造就门徒需要花时间。
It takes effort.
需要努力。
It takes you opening your own life to others.
也需要完全敞开你自己的生命。
Because we are part of the body of Christ and we all have to help one another.
因为我们都是耶稣的基督的肢体，我们需要互相帮助。
And I have said many times, all of us can learn from every Christian.That God has brought into the body because we need them.
我们其实可以从每一个神的基督的肢体中的这个弟兄姐妹来学习。
So let me repeat those two questions again for you.
所以我想再把这两个问题重复一下。
Who is investing in your life?
有没有谁在你的生命中投资？
If you don't have anyone.Ask that God will give you somebody who will help you.
如果没有，你就求神来给你一个可以帮助你的人。
And the second question, In whose lives are you investing?
第二个问题就是啊，你有没有在谁的生命中投资？
Ask God to show you someone into whose life you can invest and build into it.
啊，求神啊，让你看到啊，有没有人你可以来帮助，来帮助他建造他的生命。
And that means building relationships with people.
所以呢，这需要和别人建立关系。
Entering into their lives, into their struggles, into their problems.
进入他们的生活，进入他们的啊所遇到的困难。
And that is what makes the scriptures real.
所以这样的圣经的话语才会成为真实的。
That's what Jesus was doing.
这就是耶稣所做的。
And he wants us to be disciples too.
啊，所以他也要我们成为门徒。
Let me tell you a simple story.
啊，我有一个故事。
Have you ever heard of the names of John and Edith Hayward?
你们有没有听说过这个 John 和 Edith Hayward 这对夫妻？
Probably not.
可能没有。
I hadn't heard about them until I read about them.
我以前也没有听过他们的名字，但是后来我读到了他们的故事。
It was a young Canadian couple.
他们是一对加拿大的夫妇。
And they made an investment.That really paid off.
所以他们就做了一个投资啊，回报非常的高。
They were living about 100 years ago.
他们生活在大概100年前。
And in the 1920s, you remember we had a very difficult economic period here in North America. In fact, in the whole world.
所以在1920年代，这有一个经济的大萧条啊，不仅是在美国，其实是影响到全球。
The stock market had crashed.
股市崩溃。
People were lining up in New York in queues to get a bowl of soup.
所以呢，很多人就是在纽约就有很多人排队来就是领免费的食物。
Things were very tough.
那时候情况非常的糟。
This young couple was in Canada.
啊，这对夫妻他们是在加拿大。
And one day in church, the pastor said to them, "Could you take a foreign student to live with you in your home?"
有一天在教会里的牧师就对他说：“你们愿不愿意啊接待一位啊留学生住在你们家里呢？”
Well, they had four children themselves.
他们自己有四个孩子。
And financially, it was a very, very tough time for them.
所以他们的经济是非常的不宽裕。
But they decided, yes, they would do that.
但是他们还是愿意来。
So they invited this young man from India who was studying in Canada to come and live in their home while he was going to school.
所以他就邀请这位啊从印度来的留学生来，从印度到加拿大来留学的学生跟他们一起同住。
He belonged to a Sikh religion.
所以他是啊锡克人。
And his parents had told him, when you go overseas, don't have anything to do with the Christian faith.
他的父母亲在他来之前警告他不要接触基督教的信仰。
And he promised them that he would not.
他也向他们保证。
So when he moved in with this Christian family, they gave him a New Testament.
当他搬进来的时候呢，这个夫妇就给他们给他一本这个新约圣经。
But he thanked them and laid it aside and said, "I'm not going to open this."
但是呢，他说我不会去读的。
But he lived with that family.
但是呢，他和这个家庭同住。
They ate together.
一起吃饭。
They talked together.
一起交谈。
And every night, the father would open the scriptures and read, and then they would pray together.
每天晚饭的时候父亲就会打开圣经，他们一起读经，一起祷告。
This young Indian would be right there with them in that.
这个印度学生也跟他们在一起。
And finally, he started to read the Bible himself.
后来他也开始读圣经。
He understood these people were different than others that he had ever met.
所以他发现这些人是与众不同的。
When they went through difficulties, they would pray and ask God to help them.
当他遇到困难的时候，他们就会向神来祷告。
And he saw how God was answering their prayers.
并且神会回应他们的祷告。
How their lifestyle was totally different from the rest of the students and other people he knew.
所以他的生活方，他们的生活方式是完全不同于其他人。
And after a while, as he was hearing the word of God, God started to work in his heart.
当他不断地读神的话语的时候，神就在他的心里做工。
He started to read the scriptures himself.
所以他就开始自己读圣经。
And so before he finished his schooling, he said, I'd like to get baptized.
在他毕业前他就说我愿意来受洗。
And he was baptized.
他就洗了。
And then he went back to India.
后来他就回到印度。
And he told his parents with full excitement what this newfound faith in Jesus had done in his life.
他就非常兴奋地告诉他的父母亲这个他的这个新的信仰在他生命中的
How he was a new person.
他是一个全新的人。
And he wanted to tell others about what had happened.
他也希望跟别人来分享。
And his parents said, "You have told us, but please don't anybody else."
但是他的父母亲警告他不要去公开他的信仰。
He says, "How can I do that?"
他说我不能这么做。
Christ has done so much for me. I must share it with others.
因为基督已经为了我做了这么多，我必须要跟别人来分享。
So they kicked him out of their home.
所以他父母亲就把他们赶出了家。
And he went on the streets and he started to speak.
他就在街上开始传道。
He shared his testimony.
分享他的见证。
And many people started to listen.
很多人来听。
First it was maybe dozens.
开始是几十个人。
Then it became hundreds.
后来是几百个。
Then it became thousands.
后来是几千个人。
This man's name was Bhakt Singh.
这个人的名字叫巴克辛格。
He became the greatest evangelist that India ever produced.
他是印度历史上最伟大的福音布道家。
And during his lifetime of ministry in that country,They built many churches. They founded many churches.
在他的这个服事一生中，他创立了很多的教会。
Probably 6,000 churches.
大概有六千个。
Millions heard the gospel through him.
几百个人通过他来听到了福音。
And then he went to other neighboring countries as well to preach.
他也到一些其他的国家。
An amazing ministry.
是非常惊人的一个事工。
When he died,
当他去世的时候,
there were 250,000 people attending his memorial service.
有25万的人来参加他的追思礼拜。
Amazing story.
是非常奇妙的故事。
Let me tell you the rest of that story.
但这个故事还没有完。
Edith Hayward, the wife of John, that had taken that boy in.
那位太太 Edith Hayward.
When she was a young girl, God called her in her heart to be a missionary.
当她还是个小女孩的时候，神就呼召她成为一个宣教士。
And gave her a special field to keep in mind.
然后给她一个特别的负担。
He wanted.She felt God wanted her to be a missionary in India.
她知道神想让她在印度做宣教士。
But circumstances did not allow her to leave at that time.
但是当时的情况不允许她去。
She met John and they were married.
她遇到了 John, 然后就嫁给他。
They had children.
然后生儿育女。
And they lived there.
然后就住在那儿。
She never got to India.
所以她从来没有去过印度。
But when that call came to bring that young Indian student into their family, she immediately said yes.
当有人要求他们去接待这位印度来的留学生的时候，她立刻就答应了。
And this couple invested 3 years in the life of this young Indian student.
所以这对夫妻花了三年的时间投资在这个年轻的印度留学生身上。
They did exactly what Jesus did with his disciples.
就如同耶稣投资在他的这个门徒身上一样。
They lived together, they walked together, they talked together.
他们生活在一起彼此交谈。
They shared their lives.
分享他们生命的故事。
And then God used this young Indian student.
然后神就用了这个年轻的印度学生。
To have the most fruitful ministry in the whole country of India.
成为在印度最有果效的一个事工。
Because this woman and her husband invested time in him.
就是因为这对夫妻啊花时间在他身上。
See, Edith could have said, "The door has been closed to India, so there's nothing I can do."
Edith, 她本来可以说啊，神把这扇门关上了，我没有什么可以做的了。
But when God brought this young Indian student to them,
但神把这位啊印度学生带到他们。
She said, "Even though it might cost our family something, I want to invest in this young man."
虽然我们的家要付上代价，但是我愿意啊在这个年轻的学生身上投资。
See, this couple was faithful in small things, and God made it big.
所以这对夫妻他们在小事上忠心，神就用他来成就一个大事。
You might be sitting here and saying, "Who am I? What can I do?"
你可能会想啊，那我是谁？我能做什么呢
？I just live here in San Jose. I have a job. I have to take care of the house. What is it that I can really do?
我只是住在这里啊，有工作，有需要啊照顾我的家庭，但我能做什么呢
？I've not gone to seminary.
我没有上过神学院。
By the disciples never went to seminary either.
但是那些门徒们也并没有去读过神学院。
But you might have all sorts of excuses.
你可能有各种各样的理由。
I know exactly how you feel.
其实我是可以理解你们。
70 years ago, I left China to come to America.
七十年前我离开中国到美国。
Actually, it was 69 years.
其实六十九年前。
And I remember one night, as I was on that boat traveling to America.
我记得一天晚上，我在这个到美国的轮船上。
I asked myself that same question.
我有问过我自己同样的问题。
How can God ever use me?
神怎么会用我呢
？Who am I really?
我到底是谁呢
？I was born and raised in China, but I was not Chinese.
我虽然是在中国出生长大，但我不是中国人。
I have a German passport, but I've not been in my country.
我虽然有德国护照，但我从来没有去过德国。
And now I go to America. America, they speak English, and they were our enemies in the war.
那现在我要去美国，他们那边讲英文，并且在二战时是我们的敌人。
I said, "Who am I?"
我到底是谁呢
？How can God ever use me?
神怎么可能会用我呢
？I'm all mixed up.
我全都是我的身份是非常的混乱。
I know exactly how many people feel like that.
我其实知道很多人都有这样的感觉。
How am I, as a little German young man coming to America, how am I going to be received?
作为一个年轻的一个德国青年啊，我美国人怎么会接纳我呢
？And then God spoke to me.
但神对我讲话。
He said, "It doesn't depend what you are."
并不取你是谁。
It depends what you will let me make out of you.
而是取决于啊，你想让我让你成为什么样的人。
And that changed my whole perspective.
这就改变我的观点。
I said, "No matter what I am or what I can do or not do, God wants me to use me."
无论我是怎么样的人，但神都会要来使用我。
And God will help me.
神会帮助我。
And God will bring people in my life that will enable me to reach that goal.
神会啊把一些人带到我的生命中来，帮助我达到这个目标。
And that is what my challenge is for you this morning.
所以这也就是我给啊各位的一个挑战。
You have been brought into the family of God.
你是啊神家里的一员。
By God's grace.
这是因着神的恩典。
And now God says to you, "I have invested in your life by." Letting my son die for you.
神说啊，我已经在你身上投资，让我的儿子啊为你死。
Now I want you to invest in that in helping others.
我也想要你啊，在啊别人身上来投资，来帮助他们。
And we need to answer that question.
我们需要回答这个问题。
So let's get back again to that great commission.
所以我们再回到这个大使命。
Make disciples of all nations.
使万民做主的门徒。
And all of us need to be involved in that.
我们每一个人都要参与。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word.